Well, thank you so much for joining us. For someone who does not know what Greenpeace is, can you just give us a little bit of a background?
Okay, Greenpeace is an international environmental NGO, a non-governmental organization. We're based in over 40 countries in the world, and we deal with a range of environmental issues from oil to coal to forests to fisheries, so it's a range of issues that we deal with. We have an office in South Africa. It's very new. It's only been here 3 years, and it's Greenpeace Africa. And we specifically, in our office, we deal with climate and energy, and then we have an office in the DRC that deals with forestry, and an office in Senegal that deals with fisheries.
What does Greenpeace hope the outcome of the COP17 CMP will be?
Well, I think that firstly, we're hoping that the talks this year will be much more progressive in terms of movement compared to the last 2 years, where we saw very little movement in Copenhagen, where it was almost a disaster. Well, it was a disaster. And then even less, Cancun was also just to try and get the trust back on track with governments, and it was more in terms of getting the UN process back on track than the negotiations for climate change back on track. So it's a very difficult one here in Durban, where we need to see clear and definite steps being taken to tackle climate change. So on the issues of Kyoto Protocol, we want to see governments commit to a second commitment period. It is important. We want to see a greater commitment to long-term finance and the sources of finance. We need to see the money in the fund. And we want to see increased ambition. The pledges at the moment are very low. They will allow temperatures to rise beyond what we need to, which is 2 degrees Celsius, so below 2 degrees Celsius. And the pledges at the moment won't get us there. In fact, they will allow us to get to catastrophic climate change. So that's what Greenpeace is hoping for.
Talking about the Kyoto Protocol, and so many people now are saying that it should be scrapped. We don't need it anymore. So why do you think it's so important that we actually need the Kyoto Protocol?
Well, if it's scrapped, what are they saying would be an alternative? The truth is, there are issues with the Kyoto Protocol. It was not the best and most ideal, but it does hold countries accountable. And that is something that gives us a basis to work from. If we don't have that, how would we then tackle climate change?
I know that on Tuesday you actually launched the Wind Chime project.
Yes.
So can you just tell us more about that?
Sure. Okay, so what we do is, as Greenpeace, we in South Africa, we challenge, we deal with climate and energy, okay, right? And under that, we look at stopping coal, we look at stopping nuclear, so those are two campaigns. But then we also provide solutions. We're not all about attacking. And what we're saying is that we have a renewable energy side, where we call it the solutions. And we are asking government, the South African government, to increase its commitment to renewable energy. So increase the investment, and real investment and real commitment, so that by 2030, we'll have 50% of our electricity from renewable energy of solar and wind. And we can do that. So the Use Me More campaign is basically the sun and the wind asking government to use them more. So it's kind of a, direct to government. The sun is saying, look, it's okay that I'm drying your clothes, but use me more. And the wind is saying, it's great that I can, blow your ships and sails, but use me more. So that's the campaign. And the wind chimes on the beach is basically, every time someone signs the petition, we write their name on a little piece of the wind chime, and then we hang it up.
Yes. I know that Kuma Naidoo also signed.
Yes.
I know that Greenpeace also has the first ever solar-powered tent. Just tell us more about that.
Well, we have this tent on the beachfront, and when we say it's solar-powered, we're using solar power and smaller wind, basically wind energy, to power our equipment on the inside. So the fridge is powered through solar. The TV that will be used to show the Climate Impacts documentary tonight, we're launching it tonight, we'll be using solar power.
Yeah. It's just finally some of the events that Greenpeace is planning just in the course of the conference.
So there are quite a few events, but just in terms of the solar tent, basically what we're saying is that Greenpeace is trying to walk the talk as well, and we're showing that renewable energy can work. Some of the other events that we're involved in, so you know that we're involved on the inside, and we're tracking the negotiations, looking at what countries are saying and seeing how to make sure that the negotiations stay on track. And then we also have the outside activities, which includes the solar tent, which you mentioned. We're also involved in the civil society space, which is at the University of KZN. And, you know, we're involved in the C17, so we're looking at how to work there. We might have some presentations there. Next week we'll have a side event on nuclear. And as the days go by, there might be random stuff that's happening. Yeah.
Wow, you're very busy. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.